Transformation of America by Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien. Chapter 25, Bush Baby. It was late evening when Bush and Cheney finished programming me with numerous messages pertaining to the immediate opening of the Juarez-Mexican border to free, drug and slave trade. They then took me downstairs to the living quarters of the Western Cedar and Redwood structure where Kelly soon joined us. George Bush, Jr. deposited my obviously traumatized and withdrawn child at the door. Referring to the most dangerous game, she told me in a quiet, defeated and sad voice, "I was caught same as you." In retrospect, I do not know if she was actually hunted, I can only hope she was not. Regardless, this reinforced the fact that I had been caught and therefore was responsible, when in fact I was not, for everything that happened to Kelly from that point on. The decor of the residence area reflected Cheney's primitive, rustic, Western preference. Like his ultra-secret Pentagon bunkhouse, use of leather was in abundance. The main room was small, but appeared larger due to an infinity mirror on one wall. The room was decorated in mirror fashion with one side looking like the other. Centered between two facing black leather sofas was a coffee table littered with drugs and paraphernalia. Bush and Cheney were sitting in matching black leather recliners angled towards the large stone fireplace where a fire was blazing, illuminating and heating the room. Heroin, Bush's drug of choice, was in abundance and Cheney joined him in using it. The smorgasbord of drugs laid out supposedly included opium, cocaine, and Wonderland wafers, MDMA XTC, also known as ecstasy, which indicated to me they intended to celebrate their vacation with abandon. I had seen Cheney stumbling drunk before, but this was the only time I saw him use heroin and give it to me. Kelly, too, was subjected to the drugs. Bush attempted to sell Cheney on the idea of pedophilia through graphic descriptions of having sex with Kelly. Both were already sexually aroused from drugs and anticipation. Cheney demonstrated to Bush why he did not have sex with kids by exposing himself to Kelly and saying, "Come here." Upon seeing Cheney's unusually large penis, Kelly reeled back in horror and cried, "No," which made them both laugh. Bush asked Cheney for his liquid cocaine atomizer as he got up to take Kelly to the bedroom. When Cheney remarked how benevolent it was of Bush to numb her with it before sex, Bush replied, "The hell it is. It's for me." He described his excited state in typical vulgar terms and explained that he wanted it to spray cocaine on his penis to last longer. Cheney said, "I thought it was for the kid." Bush explained, "Half the fun is having them squirm." He took Kelly's hand and led her off to the bedroom. Cheney told me that since I was responsible for Bush's assault on my daughter by being caught in a most dangerous game, I would burn in hell. He burned my inner thigh with the fireplace poker, and threatened to throw Kelly in the fire. He hypnotically enhanced his description of her burning to traumatize me deeply. As he sexually brutalized me, I heard Kelly's whimpers coming from the bedroom. As her cries grew louder, Cheney turned on classical music to drown out her cries for help. At 4 a.m., as ordered, Bush Jr. and his helicopter pilot came to retrieve Kelly and me. We were flown, by helicopter, back to the Lake Shasta area where Houston and the motorhome awaited us. Bush's assault of Kelly proved to be a mind-shattering experience for me, and physically devastating to Kelly. She was in dire need of medical attention and was unable even to move. Houston threatened to stop the motorhome in the Yosemite area and throw me from a steep cliff if I didn't settle down. His threats and commands could not control my hysteria, as much of his control programming had inadvertently shattered. Fearful he would lose both his money makers, Houston permitted me to telephone Kelly's doctor and begin administering medicines. As for me, he arranged for assistance in picking up the pieces in order that I complete my primary purpose in traveling to California, that is, meet with Mexican President Miguel de Madrid and finalize plans company open the Juarez border.